So I appreciate being here. I was part of the task force that worked this summer on trying to accomplish this mission and vision statement. And it's, I don't know if you can read it there, but enhance and strengthen Utah economy and quality of life now and for the next 50 years by doing all these things. And, you know, it was a pretty broad, expansive look at the transportation of Utah. And we had the summer to do that. So I think you'll probably be able to know that we didn't get everything done. We made some recommendations. We hit the tops of a lot of peaks and issues. But we were able to get a few things accomplished, and there is a bill that's being drafted that will address some of those, but it is just very, very inconclusive for sure. So anyway, why don't we go to the next slide? So there were three groups here. There was the funding group, the land use group, and the governance group. And we broke that task force into those three groups. And so I'm just going to go through really quickly on the funding group, and then I'll touch on the other ones as well. But let's go to the next slide there. So the funding group had like three main parts: maintain and enhance the state's commitment to transportation funding. And then we would operate under the principle that the users and the beneficiaries would share in the cost of the transportation. Mostly it's user-based if we can get it that way. Number two was, or B, was to ensure that there were tools available to accomplish that. So let's go to the next slide there. C, ensure that road users pay an equitable share of transportation infrastructure by developing a fee structure for alternative fuels and zero fuel vehicles and bicycles. So that's just to say there are some people that aren't really paying into the maintenance of the traffic. Let's look at this and see what we can recommend. D is allow cities to utilize municipal transportation utility funds to fund transportation projects. And so Provo City is doing that. I think there's another city, and one of the thoughts was, is let's not impede that ability for them to do that if they'd like. E, coordinate with current broader state sales tax reform effort to ensure that state's general fund can continue to contribute to the needs of the transportation system. And so we're still looking at that and deciding how that can help us there. Encourage the state and local entities to consider new innovative funding sources, including public-private partnerships. So what we wanted to do is make sure that we weren't limiting other opportunities, for example, a public-private partnership to be able to fund the needs that we have. And we know that the growth is coming pretty fast in Utah, and we're going to have to accommodate for that. So let's go to the next slide. So we want to increase some of the flexibility to transportation funding, and we thought what we might do is on some projects where there's transit and transportation combined, we would look at using the some of the state money in the transportation investment fund for that, and that would be available and put on the priority list. Okay. And then the third area was research alternative funding mechanisms. Authorize and direct UDOT to begin a road user charge. And so that's kind of a vehicle miles travel type charge. A lot of people are concerned about that, but I think it can be run where the security is handled properly. And most people are understanding that Google knows more about you than the state will ever know about you. So this is becoming more acceptable, and I think it's a fair way to charge for road use. And then encourage transit providers to examine alternative fare structures. So I'm going to go through these next ones really quickly. But this is the land use group. And why don't we go to the next one there? Basically, they want, I'm just going to kind of, you can read through these, but I'm just going to say that basically the land use, and there wasn't consensus in the groups. We see we had these the different groups, and we invited people from the community and from the industry and that to join us to make decisions. But basically, the land use was to say we want to make available opportunities so where these road enhancements help the community, then there can be some gain from that area that's enhanced, and we can get the funding to fund those projects. So if it helps a business, then they can help pay into that through maybe a development agency tax or a fee, and make that enhancement available. So let's go to the next one. Go back one. We wanted to talk about rural issues and make sure that rural communities had transportation connections to make it work in their community so they weren't required to go long distances. Active transportation, make sure we want to focus on bicycling and other walking and things like that, include that in our planning. Land use, we discussed that one. Why don't you go to the next one? Okay, the last one was the governance work group. And this was basically saying, let's look at the biggest focus we had was transit. How can we make transit work better with the state and coordinate that? And so there were three options of how to change the UTA governance. We came up with a hybrids proposal, and it wasn't quite accepted completely. We still wanted to tweak that, and so there's one more meeting that we want to have to discuss that. But basically, it proposes a three-member commission that's proposed that the members are recommended by the local communities, and then the governor picks from those recommendations for those members on the commission. So we still need to work on that, but that gives you kind of an idea of what we've been working on. There's a lot to it, there's a lot more to be done, and these recommendations by no means are, all of them are, were accepted by all of the members, but it's something we can work on. And I don't know if you have the, okay. Let me just tell you, if you want to get more information on this, go to le.utah.gov, which is the legislative website. Go to committees. The task force is at the very bottom of that list of committees. If you click on that, go to the 2017 committee meetings, and you can go to meeting materials, and it will have all this information, the details of the two latest reports. So anyway, that concludes my presentation. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to talk to you later.